In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Firefighters have changed the way they're fighting the Pine Gulch fire, which has engulfed over 9,000 acres north of Grand Junction. CPR's Paolo Chalceda has more.
More than 230 firefighters from Colorado and other nearby states have been deployed to combat the fire, which was ignited by lightning last week. However, officials say the fire's erratic behavior requires a new strategy and more personnel. There's a high fire risk in Mesa and Garfield counties due to high temperatures, low humidity, and strong winds. Officials say these conditions may lead to the Pine Gulch fire to continue to grow in size. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
The latest quarterly reports show Colorado's economy is recovering faster than national figures, but there is still a long road ahead. Colorado lost nearly 350,000 jobs from January to April, but regained about 126,000 in May and June. Most of those jobs came from retail and restaurants reopening. Senior economist Richard Wobbekind says at CU Boulder says he doesn't expect the recovery rate to stay at this pace.
With the continued breakouts of the virus around the country, we see that slowing the recovery as we go forward.
Colorado's unemployment rate is 10.5%. The CU Buffs have lost one of their biggest fans. 95-year-old Betty Hoover has passed away, according to the university's athletic department. Hoover and her twin sister, Peggy Copham, were a common sight at CU games, dressed in matching outfits and carrying gold pom-poms. In an interview with CPR News 2 years ago, Hoover said their devotion to CU sports went well beyond the playing field.
We are Roman Catholic and go to daily mass, and we pray for the safety for those athletes every game.
The twins attended nearly every major CU game for 70 years. In a statement, CU's athletic director called Hoover a great buff who will be greatly missed. We've got a red flag warning in western Colorado today, also an air quality alert in southwestern Garfield and northern Mesa counties due to a wildfire. It's 63 degrees in Aurora. It's CPR News.